present the Book of Oddities. We will share from the Book of Oddities. You will learn from the Book of Oddities all of these oddities.
Hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Random Oddities. On tonight's episode, I have got something that I think most everybody loves, but probably not many people know where the superstition originated from. And I am talking about wedding cake. Now, the wedding cake has been a feature of the marriage ceremony since the very earliest times, supposedly symbolizes fertility and good luck. The Romans sometimes used to crumble a slice of the cake over the newlyweds to ensure them prosperity. The ancient Chinese may well have started the custom of giving a slice of cake both to those friends who were present at the rites and to those who could not attend, which ensured good luck for everyone. That's nice and thoughtful. In England, for some centuries, there was a custom that guests at a wedding should each bring a small bun with them. These would be piled up in a mound in a room where the festivities were to be held. And if the bride and groom could lean over the pile from opposite sides and kiss each other without disturbing the mound, then they would enjoy a long and happy life together. Now, if that's a superstition that people actually took part in, I would say that they probably had a very small amount of guests to show up for the wedding because, you know, the more guests you had, the more buns you got to lean over. And that just kind of sounds like it would be a very early bad game of Jenga. Now, in some Pacific islands, the actual eating of the wedding cake constitutes a marriage ceremony. How awesome is that? Give me a little Debbie and bam, I'm married. It's said to be very bad luck if the bride takes any part in the making of the cake, and she can't even taste it before the wedding day, or she'll quickly lose her husband's love. Now that sucks. Who doesn't want to have a taste of the wedding cake before the wedding? Whatever. I don't like that one. The custom of the bride and groom cutting the first slice of the wedding cake together is to show that they intend to share everything between them, and the superstition warns that if the bridegroom attempts to do it on his own, then the marriage will be childless. I'm not even going to comment on that. It's unlucky for anyone to refuse a slice of cake, both for the person concerned and for the newlyweds. And the bride would be well advised to keep a slice for herself, for this will ensure that her husband remains faithful. Perhaps which is why you keep the top layer of the cake in your freezer. Now finally, if a young single girl sleeps with a piece of wedding cake under her pillow, she'll dream of their future husband. You know, kind of like these. Refusing a slice of cake is bad luck. Okay, no problem. And if I have to sleep with a piece of cake under my pillow, all the better. Our super fun phrase of the night is going to be riding shotgun. And I think we all know that means sitting in the front passenger seat of a car. I don't know about you guys, but I usually always yelled shotgun when I was around my brother and sister because I'm the oldest. I think I should be able to sit in the front seat. But anyway, this originated back in the Wild West. And if you know anything about the Old West, you know it wasn't exactly the safest place for travelers. Stagecoaches would get robbed. You know, wagon trains would get robbed. Highway robberies took place all the time. Now, to defend themselves against crime, coach drivers like to have a person ride with them armed with a shotgun. So, literally, the person riding next to the driver is the person riding shotgun, and they always made sure to protect and assist the driver. So, hence, riding shotgun is actually literal because, well, the person sitting next to you would be carrying a shotgun, and they were your only protection. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Random Oddities. Join us tomorrow for another daily dose of absolutely useless information. Keep it weird out there, pod people.
And that is all from the Book of Oddities. We are done with the Book of Oddities. Join us next week for more oddities.